people are going on BuzzFeed now and sharing what they do for a living and how much they make and how long they've been at that job. So it's total transparency.
I like the idea of talking about how much they make. You know, my friends and I talk about this, that you should share your salary, how much you make with other people, so they get a sense of if they're getting paid properly.
Yeah, so people can go on and say, I live here, I've been doing this job for X amount of years, this is how much money I make. So they don't So they don't have to say their name, they can be totally transparent, and you can
anonymous,
and you can see what people actually make. So a meteorologist in Wesco, Texas, 4.5 years of experience, how much do you think she makes?
A meteorologist in a local TV station, $62,000.
52. Very good.
Oh, it was close.
New York City liquor sales rep, female, 8 years experience.
92,000.
78.
Oh, well, then she's not very good at it, because I have a friend that does that. And he does specifically just wine, and he clears about $100,000 a year.
In Ohio, healthcare management, 2 years experience, no degree.
30,000.
80.
What?
Yeah.
No degree?
No degree.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Okay, what else?
Teacher in New Hampshire, 6 years experience, 2 years in a school and master's degree. How much?
Okay, a year she makes about $4.28.
$42,000.
Okay, I was close.
That's nothing.
Bupkis.
That's nothing.
The liquor salesman makes more.
Yeah, pharmaceutical chemist, I thought would make more in North Carolina. $52,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, I would think that would make more. Okay.
Yeah, a chemist, nurse, 42 years old in Ohio, 22 years experience.
Whoa. 70?
77.
Okay, I was going to say 72 for some reason, but 77. Okay. Isn't that weird? Like, think about what she just went through with COVID, having to deal with more patients. And I mean, she was definitely in a worse situation after 22 years.
22 years
experience. Yeah, you should make more than that after 22 years, but okay.
This guy in Austin, Texas, 6 years experience as a sales rep, and he says lots of hair loss. So how much is he making as a sales rep in Austin?
I mean, that's a hard thing, because what is he selling?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's tough. How many years has he been doing it?
He's been doing it 6. So he makes about $120 a year, but he's lost a lot of hair, he says.
Yeah.
So I can see most sales reps with that many years experience, you're making 6 figures.
Again, depends what you're selling.
San Diego, senior director of operations, 18 years experience.
Oh, that person's making like $325.
$598.
Whoa, $598. I knew it was going to be up there. Wow.
Yeah. How about a school counselor in Indiana, 2 master's degrees, 13 years experience?
I'm going to say maybe 50,000.
49. Very good.
Okay. In the teaching field, they don't get paid enough for what they do. None of them. And this is somebody with 2 master's degrees and still doesn't get paid enough.
Lady who owns a French bakery in Pennsylvania, 20 years experience.
Oh, who knows? Like, I mean, that could be a lot of money. That could be nothing.
Yeah. 40,000 a year, but she's paying off a loan that's $100,000. So,
oof. Yeah, that's rough.
23-year-old female waitress in Indiana.
Waitresses don't make very much.
$40,000.
Like, well, no, but see, that's $20,000.
$40,000.
I waited tables for years, and I bartended. I've done all that stuff in restaurants, and there's some restaurants that are packed and really, really busy. And those I made like $90,000 a year easy, and I worked like maybe 3 days a week. It was awesome. And they had other jobs that I worked my butt off, and I made like $60,000.
Right.
So, but they were like, I just worked lunch. So it depends on, it depends is the answer.
Independent claims insurance adjuster, 1 year experience in Tampa.
Is that a high paying job?
I don't know. I mean, you're going around and looking at a house and saying how much the insurance should pay.
Oh, after a year, you're probably not making very much.
$150,000.
What?
Yeah, but no benefits. but still, 150.
That's great. I'll pay my own insurance. No problem.
Software sales in New York City. 34-year-old, 7 years experience.
Well, if you're living in New York, you have to. It has to be six figures.
Yeah, 165.
Yeah, there you go.
So she's making good money. All right, yeah. 27-year-old female hairstylist, salon owner, and educator.
Okay, so I'll tell you why that's tough. I've got friends that own salons. It depends on what you pay yourself. It depends on what your overhead is, how expensive your rent is, how many employees you have. But I think a lot of those people try to give themselves at least $100,000 a year salary.
Yeah, she's making $200,000.
It's another one of those that are like, it depends. A lot rides on that.
See, and this is good money. Travel nurse. So she travels to different places. Right now, I bet she's making bank.
Yeah.
You know, but this was 4 days ago. She's been doing it for a year and a half. She makes $5,000 a week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And you travel.
Yeah, that's the downside. I wouldn't want to travel. Unless, I mean, she gets in her car and goes from house to house, or she's got to, like, you know, fly from Indiana to Florida.
Yeah, I think that's Indiana to Florida, wherever you're needed.
I see.
All right. Customer service at an airline, 13 years experience.
That doesn't pay very well.
Fly for free. She makes $33 an hour.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
And last but not least, attorney, 26 years old, 1 year experience. How much does she make?
What city?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
See, attorneys here in New York, when you're first starting out, you start out with a salary of like $275.
Oh, well, she lives in a small city because she's making $44,000 a year.
Well, there you go.